Welcome to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast with Darren Mitchell. If you're a sales leader looking to take your leadership to a whole new level, then this is the podcast for you. We'll be exploring tips, techniques, and strategies to help you take your leadership to the exceptional level and allow you to enjoy more money, more meaning, and better sales results. G'day, this is Darren Mitchell and welcome back to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. Just before I start today's episode, I just want to shout out and thank you for plugging into the podcast, getting lots of great feedback, and thank you for those who have rated the show. Really appreciate you taking the time, and also really loving some conversations that are coming through as well. So keep it up, and hopefully, if you're listening to the show and have listened to a few of the episodes, they've been of value to you on your quest to become an exceptional sales leader. And look, if you're not a sales leader right now, and you're looking to become one, then hopefully the messaging and the information that I'm sharing with you over the course of this podcast has been helping you provide a frame of reference for you to put together your own leadership philosophy so that you can take advantage of the opportunity when it is presented. And no doubt it will be presented if you keep focused and keep moving in that direction. So look, in today's episode, I wanted to talk about a word that is probably, I wouldn't say it's underrated, but it's a key leadership attribute in my view, and it's certainly been backed up by a lot of research globally, and that is a word called authenticity. Now, it may not be a sexy word, probably similar to the word consistency, which I talked about last week as being quite an unsexy word and not a highly charismatic word. Authenticity, though, is a genuine word, and it's grounded, from my perspective, in genuineness or realness. So if you can be considered at the end of your career, if the feedback you get at the end of your career is that you were an authentic leader, then that is one of the best pieces of feedback you can ever receive. And it would go down as a fantastic legacy for future generations to say, I followed on an authentic leader, and that authentic leader taught me some fantastic principles that has held me in good stead, but it's enabled me to pay it forward to my teams and also potentially future generations. And so the authentic word is a really grounded, powerful word. And based on the research from a number of studies done over the last 15 or so years, a lot of teams overwhelmingly vote for authenticity as being the number one attribute that they're looking for in their leaders. And it's literally daylight is second. And so when it comes to building trust and maintaining trust, we talk about three core pillars of trust being credibility, reliability, and intimacy. Now, if you can tie all those up, you could also add the fact that all of those represent a level of authenticity. So are you who you say you are? Are you who you portray yourself to be? Do you do what you say you're going to do? And all of those are going to be leading towards the impression you're creating as being an authentic person or maybe an inauthentic person. So I wanted to reflect on a couple of examples today, because if you've been in corporate like I have for 20 plus years, you would have come across a number of people who were quite genuine, quite authentic. And these are the type of people that you find it's quite easy to have a conversation with. They're quite engaging. They're very open to giving you their time, but also interested in you. And they leave you with a great impression of increase. And you just walk away from them feeling, you know what, that was a great conversation. They really listened to me. They really heard me. I feel as if I've been able to get my point across. We may not have always agreed on the outcome or may not have agreed on the solution, but at least I wasn't worried or wasn't thinking about, well, did I say the wrong thing? What's going to happen now? They're going to take this and use it against me, because they were very grounded. And I don't want to use the word authentic too many times, but I probably will end up using that a number of times in this podcast. They were very authentic in terms of their engagement with me. They were real. There was no if, buts, or maybes. They were just genuine. And then on the flip side, I'm sure you've had some experiences, and I know I certainly have, where you've been dealing with people where sometimes you don't know what you're going to get. And it's almost like people are wearing, and a lot of people do this, they wear masks at work. They go into characters. And often the characters are going to be dictated based on the title that an individual has. So I remember many years ago, and I won't tell the title's name or the organization, but many years ago, dealing with a number of senior executives within this company, and to say that the egos were outstretching, I guess, the capability of these individuals would be one of the biggest understatements on the face of the planet. It was these people you couldn't trust and wouldn't trust as far as you could throw them. And what was really interesting is when you saw them on stage, and you'd see them on stage at a sales conference, and they were talking, they'd drunk the company Kool-Aid, they were talking the virtues of what, how good we'd been this last 12 months and how great we're going to be in the next 12 months, talking about all these great things. And what was coming out of their mouth was absolute drivel. Because what you saw them off stage, how you saw them off stage was completely different. So it was almost like they put on a facade, they put on a character, they put on their superhuman suit, jumping on stage, and became this super charismatic, highly energized, motivational speaker. And people were just eating out of their hands, which is great, but it just also tells you a little bit about the audience as well, who couldn't see through this. Because then when you saw them off stage, and when you saw them during the week, they were anything but that charismatic person. They weren't genuine. And they always had a question mark over on the top of their head. And they didn't have a level of credibility from my perspective, because what they said they were going to do, they wouldn't always follow through and do. So people were treating them on a one-on-one basis, almost like with a bit of a question mark, or tiptoeing around them, sometimes walking around them on eggshells, because there was this lack of authenticity. They weren't real. It was almost like they would say things that they thought you wanted to hear, or they would say things based on the title that they had, and therefore they'll say things based on the things they thought they should say based on the title they had, if that makes sense. And so there was one person in particular who I was dealing with, and it was a she, and she's no longer at this organization, but somehow she still manages to move around and probably just is moving around again. But she was so inauthentic, it was not funny. And yet she had a very, very highly influential and powerful position, and people were looking at her as almost like she was almost godlike, and she was anything but that, because she would put things in place, whether it be an email, a phone call. She would be late for meetings, and all the actions she did, from my experience dealing with her, was completely in contrary to the intent that she had put in place or the message that she tried to send. So her actions didn't match her words. And so from my experience, there was a level of inauthenticity there, which unfortunately started to affect the level of trust, and therefore the relationship that we had was not necessarily conducive. Now, we worked together and we achieved some stuff together, but I was always finding that when I had conversations, I had to be really mindful of what I would say and how I would say it, because it could be used against me in a future situation, or I had no idea what was going to be then shared with a third person or whoever and how it would then come back. And so I had to be really, really careful on what I shared with this individual. Now, it was almost like she was wearing a mask. So she was playing a certain character. And so from that, I could see right through her. And now at that time, I was going through a lot of coaching for myself, and a lot of coaching accreditation, doing a lot of work, understanding human behavior. And I could see right through it. And not a lot of other people around me who, I guess they didn't have the benefit of the stuff that I was learning at the time, they couldn't see that. They just saw her for what she was. And that was a person who had influence, who could influence their career, who could make things happen or not make things happen. And therefore, they dealt with her in that certain way. But I'll always remember this, and that she was not an authentic person. In fact, whenever I see her in things like LinkedIn tonight, I look at that and I look at her and I think, wow, there goes another person who has a real challenge, because she wants to portray a personal image, but her personal image is completely different to the actions that she demonstrates. Now, as I've talked about in previous podcasts as well, is that our personal brand is not created by us. It's created by the perception that other people have of us, and therefore we can influence it, but we don't have 100% control over it. So I know for a fact there are a lot of people out there who really like this particular person, and that's perfectly fine. But it also says that a like attracts like. So interestingly, when I make that comment and I look at the people who are surrounding her, they are very similar to her, in that I wouldn't trust these people either. And so you got to be really careful about who you trust and who you surround yourself with. So one of the key lessons I learned from that is, you know what, I want to make sure that I am authentic. And I will make sure that when I'm in a conversation with somebody, I will be genuine, I will be real. It means I've got to flex my style to suit that other person. And sometimes I have to be mindful of what I say, and more importantly, how I say it. But at the end of the day, if the feedback is going to be this person is really consistent and they're really genuine and they're really authentic, then that's the feedback I'm looking for. So the filter that I'll be operating through is the filter of authenticity or realness, to tell it like it is. Now, as I was talked about in the last couple of episodes, we've got moments of truth happening every single day. And those moments of truth are there to actually either further enhance our reputation, further help that person make progress towards a goal that they're looking for and enhance their reputation, or we could do the opposite, and that is we can start diminishing that reputation. We can start breaking trust. And so from a leadership point of view, I want to just put it out there and challenge you to think about, are you wearing a mask? Are you genuine? Are you real? Are you giving people genuinely the time and your attention and the gift of your attention to really listen to them and to give them feedback? Or are you giving them platitudes? Are you putting on a mask and are you telling things to people based on what you think they want to hear, to either further enhance your own reputation or maybe to save face or not to give somebody too hard a feedback because of what you're afraid of how it might come across or what might impact in terms of their state of mind or what have you? Well, if that's the case, really think about, am I doing a service to this particular person or am I doing them a disservice? Now, what I can tell you is my experience across having dealt with hundreds, if not thousands of people over the last 20 odd years, there is not that many people out there who are genuine, who are authentic. And what I mean by that and how I define this is that, and this is something I learned a long, long time ago, and that is, if you can be, irrespective of your title, forget about your title because titles mean nothing, right? Because a lot of people are fixated with their title and therefore they put a meaning to it, etc., blah, right? If you can be authentic, which means that if you're operating in a large organization and you have a huge amount of responsibility and you do have the title that goes with that, if you treat people in an authentic way, when you see them on the weekend or when you see people on the weekend or when you're having conversations in a completely different environment, what should happen is you should be acting and being perceived in exactly the same way, and there should be no difference between how you deal with people in the large corporate organization and how you deal with people outside of that corporate organization. So you're the same. So what I've always prided myself on, and this is the feedback I've been given and it's work that I continue to focus on, is whether I'm delivering a workshop, whether I'm doing a conference, whether I'm doing a keynote address, whether I'm coaching one-on-one, whether I'm with the local footy team, whether I'm with family, I will be the same. So I'm always on, right? But I'm also, there's a double bind. I'm also focused on being genuine and being authentic. So what you see is what you get. There's no pretension. So I don't worry about what the title is. I don't worry about what the bank balance says. I just want to make sure that what you see is what you get, which means people can trust me. Now, if that means that then people are attracted to me because there's a genuine care there and there's a genuine empathy because that's how I am, then that's great because then I can help people. But I'm not one to pretend that I'm somebody who I'm not. And this is where authenticity comes in. What you see is what you get. Be genuine, be consistent, and don't worry about wearing the mask. You can go into different situations and you might have to put on a little bit of a mask, but keep your authenticity and don't lose that, because that is an innate quality that will make the difference between you and everybody else in terms of your leadership and therefore your capacity to attract and retain high quality people, because people want to be around people who are authentic and people who they can trust. So there's no second guessing. You don't want to have people coming into work and worrying about, well, am I going to get Jekyll, Hyde, or Doctor Who, or whoever it is. This? I just want to know what I get every single day is consistent. And that is an authentic leader. Now, it may well be that sometimes you'll have conversations with people and it won't be a nice conversation. You'll have to share some bad news, but I guarantee you, your trust, your level of respect will only get higher when you're prepared to have those authentic conversations, irrespective of how difficult those conversations are going to be. So that's the message for today. I challenge you to be authentic. I challenge you to be real. Don't put the mask on. Don't pretend to be somebody that you're not. Just be you, all right? And if you can be the very best version of you, then I can guarantee you that you'll attract great people and you'll keep people around you because of your level of authenticity. And in the process, the level of trust that you'll earn will go through the roof. And if I can help in any way do that, I'd love to work with you. I love working one-on-one, and there's been a number of people that have jumped on board in the last couple of months, and it's been awesome helping you become an exceptional sales leader. Simply go to leadwithdarren.com and pick a time. We'll have a conversation about what that might look like. Also, make sure you connect with me on LinkedIn. Love to connect with like-minded people. And if you can take a couple of minutes to rate the show and subscribe to the show so others can find it, that'll be also greatly appreciated. So again, Thank you very much for plugging in the podcast. Hopefully this message is resonating with you. And until next time, continue to be authentic. Continue to be who you are and be really proud of that. And when you do that, continue to push the envelope, continue to live outside of your comfort zone, and of course, continue to strive to be exceptional. All the best. Thank you for listening to the Exceptional Sales Letter Podcast. I trust the information in this episode has been helpful in your journey towards becoming exceptional. And remember, please take the time to rate the show, subscribe to the show so other people can find it. But also, if I can help you, jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, and let's have a conversation about how I can help you along your journey to being exceptional.